your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Bluestem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 17th of October, 36 degrees on our way to 71 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Blumhouse Youth Services Director Clara Korn. Clara, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on here. How busy are things at Blumhouse here as we get towards the major holiday period?
Pretty busy. Yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas are already a pretty busy time at Blumhouse. We have not had a day without a youth in our drop-in center. And we have, we've had maybe one day without someone in shelter. It's been a very busy time.
Now, how gratifying is that, and to a certain degree, how sobering is that here, Clara, that you're seeing, you know, traffic basically on a daily basis at Blumhouse?
Yeah, it's definitely sobering, but what we expected. We expected every year to see a slight uptick in the usage of our space, and especially as word of mouth gets out to youth, and they tell each other that we're a safe space, so that when they need a safe space, so they need somewhere just to get some food or to use our shower facilities or to get some hygiene supplies. We expected that we would continue to see that uptick for some time. But it's good to know that it is getting out there and that more youth are aware of us. We sometimes get phone calls from, as far away as Kansas City or Wichita.
Now, when it comes to the work that you're doing, Clara, let's talk a little bit about who you serve, and I want to kind of use that as a foundation for the funding that's been coming in here recently and some good news that's been coming in on the funding. But for folks that don't know, what is the mission and the niche that you're serving right now?
Blumhouse is a basic center program, and that means that we serve runaway and homeless and at-risk teens who are in need of any basic needs. So as a basic center program, we provide all basic needs, including shelter, a 24/7 drop-in center, food, prepared meals, as well as food pantry, shower facilities, laundry facilities, just safe adult to talk to, mental health services, and case management to any youth in need under 18.
You've had, the way it sounds here, Clara, a lot of successes when it comes to whether it's donations or grant funding here over the last 6 to 9 months. Maybe you can talk about that in more detail.
Absolutely. Oh, boy, the grant writing, I want to say most grant writing season, but it's kind of all a year. But the grant writing times are so stressful and so much work, and it's wonderful to get to share successes when they happen. So our primary grant from the Family Services Bureau, that is the main thing that keeps us open. We were able to get a $40,000 increase on that. And that meant that we were able to hire an additional staff person and were able to increase across the board, across our entire budget, on things that we were just really tightening the belt on, like supplies and food. And our new staff person, I can just give a quick shout out. Her name is Kirsten Brooks. She's a graduate student at ESU in clinical counseling and art therapy. And she will be doing our outreach case management. So someone who will be doing outreach specifically to youth who are either in school or have dropped out of school, are on the streets, or at risk. It's really exciting to have her on board.
How does that kind of help you augment the mission that you've already mentioned?
Oh, it's so helpful. You know, one of the difficult things is reaching youth who are very hesitant to come to services. Some youth are help-seeking, and they see us, and they're like, oh, thank God, that's where I need to go. But there are also youth who've had a lot of bad experiences with, quote-unquote, the system, and they may be scared to come in. They may not realize how welcoming we are, and so to get word out to them is really important, as well as youth who have dropped out of school and are not receiving, like, lists of resources, and maybe no one, they don't know who to ask. And so having someone who Their job as case manager is very much tied to outreach, is going to be really, really helpful in reaching the youth who are hesitant to come to us and they're unsure who we are, as well as the youth who just don't know about us yet.
So how are you staffed right now? How many do you have working at Bloomhouse right now, Clara?
Right now we have 6, which is awesome. We started out with a staff of 4 in 2022. 6 is still pretty small for someone that's 24/7 open, but we make it work.
Outstanding. Now, what are the needs here, Clara, that you have? And again, we're joined by Clara Korn, who's a director of Bloomhouse Youth Services here on our Newsmaker segment here today. What are your most immediate needs when it comes to the next few months getting through the holidays?
Well, pretty soon our case management team will sit down and go over needs of the youth that we currently serve for Christmas. You know, what are the wish lists, so to speak? And we'll be posting that up pretty soon. And that will be a living document that exists on our website, and we post on social media because we will, of course, be seeing new youth we haven't seen yet between now and Christmas, I'm sure. So we'll be adding to that. We also, if there's anyone out there who is thinking about donating something for Thanksgiving or candy for Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween. But we're planning that far, you know, ahead. So for Halloween, we always have a great time at Bloomhouse. We hand out candy to any trick-or-treaters who come by, so you'll see our bright blue sign always, but make sure to come up and see us on Halloween. We'll be handing out candy. For any youth who would like to take part, we'll have a costume contest as well. We have a variety of different prizes, so not just one. Come by and join us for Halloween. It is always so much fun. We have snacks. Usually we'll watch some fun, you know, scary movies, but nothing too terrifying.
Yeah.
And then we have on Thanksgiving, we always have a big Thanksgiving meal. Some of our youth are able to have Thanksgiving with their families, and so it's usually a quieter time, but some of our families that we serve don't have Thanksgiving meals at home, and they can come to us. So Thanksgiving is a time when some may be traveling, but some are unable to travel. We always have a Thanksgiving meal that's open to any families with you. So if you're listening to this and you are struggling on Thanksgiving to provide food, it's expensive, really expensive. Please know that our Thanksgiving is open to any youth, any families with you. So you don't have to already be engaged in our services or even engaged afterwards. So it's usually a pretty quiet evening where we don't plan a lot of events. We just have a dinner and have it open door.
Where can we find more information about Bloomhouse, Clara?
Thank you for asking. We are on every social media app. You can find us as Bloomhouse KS everywhere. And, of course, our website, bloomhouseks.org.
Outstanding. Clara, anything else you wanted to mention here this morning? Because that's pretty much it for us.
Oh, well, yeah. A big thank you to Lucas and Amy Moody, who organized a dinner fundraiser for us in September, and to Megan and Joe over at Mulready's, who fundraised for us via the trivia nights down there at Mulready's. Between the two of them, we were able to receive $2,000, which is pretty fantastic, and we used that directly across the board, able to get some supplies, food, needed technological stuff for the building, across the board for all of our needs. And we're going to post up pretty soon exactly what all that went to so that everyone who engaged in the fundraiser will see where their money went.
Sounds good.
Good to hear.
Clara, thanks much for joining us. Continued success here as you continue the work.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah, Clara Korn, who is the Bloomhouse Youth Services Director, joining us here on our Primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, well, we have now filled the one for Monday, so we are now all the way full through the 25th, and scatter dates are claimed into November. So, you know the drill. Call us, 620-342-1400. Email kvue@kvue.com. A couple of the ones. I'm going to tell you about the one tomorrow, but also the one Monday, and I know we're running out of time, but tomorrow we'll talk about WEAC's upcoming murder mystery dinner, October 25th and October 27th. We'll have show director Lucas Pritt.